Stop. What's that smell?
The bone is smoking.
The bones are harder than the drill?
CA2 deficiency is a genetic disorder that scrambles proteins. If the blood test is positive, you'll need a bone marrow transplant.
Transplant sounds like a euphemism for slim odds.
Slim, but not none. We're going to need to test Jane for a match.
Don't you have donor bags?
Jane is your best bet. The procedure's perfectly safe. There's no risk.
No risk.
Any surgery has.
And don't tell me there's no risk. You're going to tell me there's no pain either?
The testing will hurt a little.
I'll be fine.
If she doesn't do this, and you don't make it, she's going to spend the rest of her life blaming herself.
Please.
Find someone else. I can't be dying.
Sure you can.
You're wrong. You don't even know what I have.
What you have is one last Christmas with your daughter. One last chance to give her a present. The truth. It's inexpensive, highly valued. Never have to stand in line to return it the day after Christmas.
What are you talking about?
A mother who's going to die doesn't refuse a donor test because it might hurt. She refuses when she knows it won't match. Which tends to happen when mother and daughter aren't mother and daughter. I could do DNA tests if you'd rather keep lying to me.
I never wanted kids. I love them, but with my genes, I knew this woman. A drug addict. She got pregnant, didn't want to have an abortion. But she also didn't want her daughter to ever know who her real mother was. What she was. I promised never to tell.
Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Any people know holiday spirit? Bring me the eggnog of good cheer.
House, if you have something to say, say it. If you don't, give us a chance to get home before Santa.
Scrooge, give the patient risperidone.
That's an antipsychotic. She's dying. She's not crazy.
I am going to perform a Christmas miracle.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy.
You said all the other causes of osteopetrosis are fatal.
Except for the one we discounted early, because it was impossible. What a fetus forms is just a mass of cells. Breast tissue covers extensive portions of the body. As the fetus develops, most of this tissue recedes, remaining only in the fun places. But sometimes, extra breast tissue is left behind in places where it doesn't belong. Risperidone does a lot of things. One is, it makes breast tissue swell so we can find it more easily.
You're telling me I could have breast cancer? Somewhere not in my breast? That doesn't make sense.
Alp's parents have a winter condo in Florida. They're still New Yorkers.
Actually, my parents
don't care. I told a parable. Now I'm going to raise the dead. In that syringe.
That's gotta be a fat deposit.
Yes, I could be wrong. If I am, she's dead, so shut up.
What's that?
Risperidone also causes galactorrhea.
What's that? Galactic?
Open your mouth. Relax, you've had it before.
I am not. Milk. Ew.
Cut out your mom's tumor and start her on chemo. All the rest of your symptoms should go away.
I love you.
I know.
Bloodletting. Porphyria is a rare genetic disorder that causes an overproduction of a certain protein. Draining the blood relieves...
A hair test for damage from drugs showed she has a rare genetic disease?
Not exactly. We're testing her now to confirm.
You're treating it before you confirm it?
Blood test results take 24 hours.
You must have seen something that makes you suspect it.
Dr. House has a theory.
A theory based on what?
We'd like a different doctor.
I assure you that Dr. House is our best.
Then we will settle for second best. Someone who doesn't think my wife is sick just because she's religious.
If you prefer, I can give your wife my second best diagnosis. Do you know Wilson's dating Amber?
I have reviewed the chart. Someone on your team must have pointed out that cryoglobulinemia also fits the symptoms.
Yes, it fits many of the symptoms.
My wife's body is sick. Her mind and soul are fine.
You live according to God's 600 commandments, right?
613.
You understand them all?
It takes a lifetime of learning.
But you follow the ones you don't understand because the ones you do understand make sense, and you believe that the guy who created them knows what he's doing.
Of course.
So, you will trust my diagnosis, and you'll let me treat her, because in this temple, I am Dr. Yahweh.
I want a new doctor.
I'm starting her on indomethacin for the cryoglobulinemia.
People don't change. For example, I'm going to keep repeating, people don't change.
So alcoholics that successfully go through treatment don't exist.
They're still alcoholics. They never take a drink as long as they live, as long as they didn't live long enough.
If you're dissatisfied with your life, changing it is a symptom of mental health. I get why that concept is strange to you.
Two sats are 85. She's hypoxic. We might need to intubate.
What's wrong with her?
Well, it's definitely not cryoglobulin either.
Better ask him.
What? We kept her on oxygen overnight. Her respiratory rate stabilized and her OSAT's back up to 95. Saw Amber drop off Wilson this morning.
Yes. The male always drives the female. So what caused the breathing problem?
Pulmonary involvement rules out porphyria.
She kiss him or he kiss her.
We missed it. The lab tech with the tongue stud also pulled up.
Wegener's would explain our elevated SED rate.
Wegener's wouldn't explain the changed mental status.
Actually, we've been trying to ignore that part of the whiteboard.
I wrote it in black. I'm always serious when I use black. Lupus would explain...
Maybe she didn't change.
Are you agreeing with me or are you making a point?
This is going to be the end of the working relationship.
How do we know that the real Ross isn't who she is now and who she was then? Can't we say that her previous life was true without making her present one a fraud?
Life is messy, argument. Nice. Explains everything without explaining anything. If it's lupus, there's a heart problem we don't know about yet. Run her through a stress test. If she has a heart attack, I'm right.
Well, we could wait, hope that...
You're afraid to give her a heart attack.
Of course we're afraid.
A reason to be afraid. Unless you think I'm right.
It's Wegener's. But we'll have the crash cart just in case.
I need to go faster, Roz. A little harder.
I am going harder, damn it.
What if Dr. House was right? And Roz did make a radical change.
Lupus is chronic, but treatable.
And with the treatment, it'd undo the change? She'll be the way she was before I knew her?
I don't think it's likely.